Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr, and you are listening to Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for the needlework artist. And our artist this week, from Kimberly Ann Needlepoint, Candace Williams. Hi, Candace.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Going to be fun to learn what you're doing.
Yes.
And this show, sponsored by Fire Poppies, Needlework Boutique at firepoppies.com. And sure are glad to have Susan Winter and Fire Poppies sponsoring Fiber Talk podcast. A couple of things I will call to your attention. One is an exclusive offering that they have at Fire Poppies, the Needles Dance Design. And this is a collaboration between Ink Circles, Hands On Design, and Summer House Stitchworks. Chart, you can get either the chart or kits, also made up. But that's quite a nice design. So check that out at firepoppies.com. It's in the new section, Needles Dance. It's a very nice design. So do that. And then also, Fire Poppies is accepting Nashville pre-orders. And they have a Nashville pre-order section. And with many of the designs, the ones that have been introduced, and by the time you hear this, there'll be many more. And also at Fiber Talk, WeTalkFiber.com, we have a selection of Nashville introductions. So go there, and you'll likely see some that may not be at Fire Poppies. So between the two, and then we have a link at WeTalkFiber.com so you can pre-order right from Fire Poppies. So you can contact them and pre-order. And then also, Susan has a sale running through February 29 that is in tandem with their in-store trunk show by Under the Sea. And what they're doing, this is an online-only sale. So you have to purchase online. You can get Weeks Dye Works fabric at 30% off. 30% off for Weeks Dye Works fabrics. The sale runs through February 29, and local customers can pick up in store, but you have to order online. But 30% off from Weeks Dye Work, I already ordered, so there's some left, but I already did some damage. 30% off. Just go there, and it's easily found in the website, firepoppies.com, and you can get yourself some very nice linen for a lot less than normal, 30% off. So do that, firepoppies.com, and thanks to Susan and the Fire Poppies team for sponsoring. Candace.
Yes.
Sister of Kimberly Ann, who we talked to some time ago.
Yes.
And we miss Kimberly Ann, and my sympathies for that. That's difficult.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
that's
you.
Difficult.
Thank you.
So you decided to keep the business going, which is good because it's a nice business.
It's so lovely. Yes. it really didn't even, there wasn't really even a moment in my mind where it was like, this can't just go away. I definitely went through a little bit of a process where I committed and I was, I don't know, almost called it like a little, like a moment of imposter, like, wait, can I do this? What did I commit to? And once I started just sifting through it, and I've just absolutely fallen in love with her business.
Oh, that's great. Now, had you worked with her on a regular basis?
No.
So you're doing this cold then. Oh, boy.
Very cold. I mean, Kim would, I usually got, you know, a few texts a week where it was like, what do you think of this? And what's your opinion of this color? Should I do this or that? And that was kind of a constant conversation we were having, but I was never hands-on involved in her business. We had talked about, we were actually, one of the last conversations I had with her is I was going to go out to Bloomington and go spend a weekend with her and like leave my husband in charge of my kids and just go there. And her and I were going to spend a weekend together working on some stuff, but that didn't happen. And here I am now. She's got me doing it.
Yeah, leaving your husband with kids. That's good for the husbands to have that. Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah.
They need that. They need that. Yes.
They it's gain, good for them. They gain knowledge.
Full appreciation. Knowledge and yes.
Yeah, that appreciation. This is what I go through every day.
Yes. It's good for them too.
Yep.
It is. They can do it too. They can. Yep.
So do you have, are you a needleworker or art background? What do you have? Are you just learning this?
So I actually have a really similar background to Kimberly. We just worked in different mediums. I studied interior architecture, and then I ended up graduating from UC Santa Barbara in fine arts and art history, similar to Kim. When she went to Parsons those summers, I was with her. So I was taking painting classes, and I ended up going into hand fashion and handbag designs. I had a handbag line that Kim actually helped me with. She used to work for me because she was in college, and she would, in her part-time, she would come help me and work with me and help me cut fabric and that sort of thing. Cause I actually made everything myself. I speak that language.
Yes.
So it wasn't totally foreign for me to step in and start doing needlepoints. And I had grown up around it, like our grandmother and my mom, big needlepointers. And I had, you know, watched Kim do it. And I always had the intention of getting into it. I've got three little ones, and I'm just sort of getting out of the weeds myself with my kids. My youngest is now in kindergarten. So my life is changing a little bit. So I have a little bit more free time, which is
breathing
nice.
Breathing room.
yes. Yes. Much needed breathing room. So we always shared that. And I mean, I love the arts and designing, and it's definitely a passion of mine as well. So that was always something fun that we shared together.
Well, that's great. Handbags. That's got to be a different world to operate in.
Yes, I did a lot of, yes, it was. And I mean, I just started buying leather, and to my mom's horror, she came home and I was on her Viking sewing leather. And she was like, oh my gosh, you can't do that on my sewing machine. We need to get your own machine. but I loved it. I loved it. And I did that for about three plus years, almost four. I did custom work, and then I sold to boutiques all over the country and a few department stores in Korea. And I just completely burnt myself out. And then the market crashed. And then I met my husband. We fell in love and got married and started having kids. And that's where I've been the last few years.
Yeah. Well, that has to, so you're making the purses all yourself then.
I was doing everything myself. I just completely burnt myself out.
Yeah, and that's easy to do. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you just get up in the morning and just hate looking at it.
Yes, it's a lot. It's really labor intensive. And that was kind of what Kim was doing. I mean, she was doing all of her custom work, and I saw her. I mean, I would see her. I remember seeing her before. We met up in New Orleans and went to Mississippi to visit our cousin before the last Orlando show. And I remember seeing her, and she had just got off the plane, and she's like, I haven't slept in 2 days. She's like, I've been painting nonstop. And she was doing so much custom work. And she was finally getting to a point though, which was really wonderful, where she had got that painting service to pick her up. And she was moving into a direction where she could just focus on designing as opposed to the labor of it, which it starts to take away from your creative energy.
So yeah, every painted canvas designer that I've talked to has gone through that same thing of course you paint and you paint the originals, but then you paint those custom orders and you try to keep up early on because that's the most economical way. And then, you get to a point where somebody else has to do this. I can't sit up all night doing these things.
Right. Right. And then, you wake up to a 4 and 5 year old and they, they have no paint. They're like, well, let's go. Let's start our day. And but she did it all. She was just, she was remarkable. She did it all.
Yeah.
Her body of work blows me away. What she created with two small ones at home, it's just remarkable. She just had the amount of talent.
Yep. Well, when you have that passion, you find a way to make it happen. There's no doubt.
You do. And she loved it. She absolutely loved it.
Yep. Oh, that's great. So then now, you said, all right, I'm going to keep this going. So now this has been, I got to believe, if you've never done needlework to any degree other than collaboration with her from time to time, rather eye-opening, Have you been able to take your own artwork and start to apply it? What, where your mind must be rolling, just firing on all cylinders here.
It is. I mean, I feel really blessed. We have a great needlepoint store called Twisted Sisters here, and I'm in Albuquerque. And I mean, the first time I walked in, I was like, hi, I'm going to buy some canvas. Cause I was like, I'm just going to jump into this and do it. And they're like, great. What size? And I was like, what size? Like, I was like, I don't know. I didn't know there were different sizes. I mean, I started from like zero knowledge of this. Like I had watched my mother do, I think she more does like the basket weave, the continental. And
right.
My Kim was always like horrified by her basket canvases. It was like, you can't do canvases like that. It's so funny hearing those conversations now. Now I understand them. but they've been really, really kind to me. And they made an introduction to Peter Ash, who's he lives here. He's a needlepoint painter, mm-hmm. a lovely man. And he let me pick his brain. And that's just really, and I just, that's the way I am with things. I just, even with my handbags, all of, I just like jump in and just figure it out. And I mean, if you saw, I painted a canvas for my dad 2 months ago, and I compare that to the one I just painted last night, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like night and day, the difference. And going from just little tricks, you know, light to dark, and watering down your acrylics, and just little tricks like
yeah,
that make huge differences. And yeah. I'm figuring it out. I am. And it's, I actually feel really inspired. It's, I feel like I've been, you know, I've been doing the mom thing the last almost decade, and getting thrown into this, I feel so inspired. And I realize how much, like, what a gift this is to me from mm-hmm. Kimberly, that I'm able to not only keep her business going and keep her memory alive. And her kids are so young, and it's very heartbreaking. I just hope that they have memories of her. And I love that when they get old enough and they can understand this, that this is something that they can see that their mom did,
right,
and
right.
how creative she was, and they can have a piece of her as well. And it's just really lovely. And I love that I can be a part of it. And I feel like I'm getting to know her in a whole nother respect as well. Like this whole world she had. And it's been very healing. And, but also I'm realizing that I should be doing something creative too. And I've been kind of repressing that part of myself the last few years. And I was kind of missing something as well. And here I am, like, back at it. And it's been really fun.
Well, that's great. Well, that was my first thought was, this has to give you as an artist a new medium and a chance after years of dormancy to just let all those ideas out. This has to be great fun. Yeah.
Yes. And it's just flowing. I mean, it's just flowing, and our styles are a little different. Like Kim's super girly and really, and I love that about her. She loves the sparkle and all the pink, and she reminds me that I need more pink in my life always. Like no one can ever have enough pink. But my style is a little edgier and a little cleaner. And, but it's really important to me that I always come from a place of Kimberly Ann. Like it needs to naturally be an organic move from what she's doing. And I definitely want to maintain that celebration of femininity and girliness, and cause that's Kimberly Ann. And right. It's important that is maintained.
Right. So are we continuing then all of the canvases or most of the canvases that she had created?
Yes. Nothing's going away.
Okay.
I'm not editing the line in that way.
Yeah. And you still have that service to paint them for you.
I do. And I'm figuring out how to make my models myself. Like we just last minute, I would say, well, it's been about 4 weeks now. We had found out that I finally spoke to the organizer of the Orlando market, and she said, this is paid for, like everything's set up. And my mom just happened to be at my house that day. And I was like, we have to go, like, we got to do this. And we kind of looked at each other like, okay, like we're going to do this. And like, what did we just say yes to? And, I mean, I have a long list of things I probably shouldn't even be talking to you right now. I should be painting. Like my kids are at school. Like I should be painting right now. but I've got a few, I've got some late nights in my future, but I'm going to get this all done.
Yeah.
I've got some things I really want to show for Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. So then you said, all right, I'm going to start this business. And then now I have all these art ideas in my head, but first you had to figure out what 18 point canvas was. And
yes.
How to put acrylic on without filling all the holes. And,
yes.
And when to end the edge and when to start the edge.
Oh, that's the hardest one. That edge.
Yeah, that's a pretty important one.
It's very important. Yes.
So, but your mom at least has done some basket weaves, so she can help you with that then.
Yes. And I actually, I signed up for a class at Twisted Sisters, and they're teaching me, they just taught me actual proper basket weave.
Yes.
Really.
I was really
proud of the way the back of my canvas looked, and it's not all warped.
Yep.
I feel like I don't have to hide the back when I show people my, my canvas. But they've been helping me out, and I'm learning some stitches. I've got, Kim was in the halfway through, she does these amazing stitch guides. And she was halfway through her Everything Gucci, and I got week 7 done. I'm actually working on week 8 right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I really want to keep going, because people really enjoy those. I think it's so fun to put those stitch guides out.
Yes.
And get people going. I think sometimes the hardest part is just getting started on attempting a new stitch, or it's like she was very smart the way she would put that together for people. It was very simple and straightforward. And I want to keep those going and expand those as well.
Yeah. Boy, what a blessing that you have a store that you can lean on.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, jeez.
They're so sweet. They're so lovely. Every time I go over there, I usually have a ton of questions, and they just like work through them with me.
That's great. It's a good thing.
Yes.
Not a lot of people have that, so.
No, yeah. No. And Albuquerque is the small town. Like they haven't been open all that long. When I went in there, they said they used to drive to Phoenix every few months to go buy their threads. There was nothing here. All we have is Hobby Lobby. So they're just a jewel to have them. Such an amazing resource for me.
Yeah, you're fortunate there. Yep.
Yes.
What size canvas? Oh no.
I know. I was like, what?
And do they have, like, to do that to me?
I know. They were so sweet. They just kind of giggled at me. Like, they're like, well, there's different sizes. There's different colors. I was like, okay, tell me more.
Yeah. All right. Now, what really interests me as a painter, and then you go to working in a thread medium, I'm curious about that mental process. Is it an easy translation that you can see your painting and then start to see what thread might do to that? Or are you just taking, and I've had other people who, I just paint the design. How it gets stitched is someone else's deal. Are you trying to see how the thread might look and behave with your paintings? What goes through your head there?
Oh, I have to look at it as the finished product. Like, I'm even looking at it in terms of the finishing. Like, is this going to be a handbag, a pillow, an ornament? Like, where is this going to be when this thing is, like, complete?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm thinking about that. Even what kind of thread, like, this should be sparkle, or this should be suede, or this should have a velvet to it. Or absolutely. I'm thinking about all those different textures. And I think that's the fun of it. Is where it's going. The future for it. I want to see that in my mind.
Yeah. Is that an easy translation from paint to that?
I don't find, not to me, because I think if it doesn't translate to me, then it's, something's not right about it. I design very intuitively. There's not always like a lot of rhyme and reason to it. It sort of has to, like, in my gut make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually why I like to draw things out on paper first, and kind of sit with it. And then I like to transfer it to the canvas. Like, I like the process of moving it from paper to canvas and working things out in between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then I usually can't wait to stitch it. I'm like, oh, I want to stitch this so badly. Oh,
okay, okay. So like, you've gotten to that point then. Okay.
Oh yeah. All right. I've got like 5 projects going. It's a mess in here, but I love it because then you get the threads in it and then it just takes on this whole nother life. It just like lights up and I love that part too.
All right. That's fun now. So you have gone right into, I need to stitch this to see it. That's great.
Oh yeah. I'm about to finish my 4th finish so far for the year, which we've done a few road trips. We've taken the kids up to the mountains and I have like 5 hours in the car to stitch, like to stitch. And I mean, it's, my husband doesn't see me as much, or I'm sitting next to him with a light on me or something. We're all adjusting.
Yeah.
This new version of me, my new hobby.
Yeah. Now what are your designs? What's your art? Where are we going with your art in terms of the designs you're going to offer? Are they more complex than what Kim was doing? Are they a completely different channel?
I feel like Kim's were really complex.
Okay.
That's hard to compare myself like in that way. I really want to maintain what Kim was doing and stay consistent. And I don't want to totally throw off her clients and bring in like totally radical things. And my style's, you know, I think it's very complementary to what Kim does. I love nature. Right now I'm working on a butterfly and I'm also working, but I'm just trying to kind of make a natural evolution from what she was doing. And I try to think like, what would Kim be doing for spring? And, I also have enough of her work that she had just sketched out and, I knew where she was going for spring. Like there was a China doll that she had been pushing. My mom's a painter. She's an oil painter.
Oh.
And she.
Well, you are just an artist family on top of artists here.
We have lots to talk about when we get together. Yes, lots. So she had been working on these China dolls for the last few years. And Kim just kept bothering her. Like, you've got to do a China doll needlepoint. Like, we have to do this. And the two of them had been working on that. So that's something that we're going to bring out for spring. And then there's some pieces that to me really reflect what that China doll is and elements of it. And I'm not going like off the rails and bringing in some radical, like I'm really trying to stay close to what the spirit of what Kimberly was doing. And that seem, like I said, like I design very intuitively and I'm just sort of following like what inspires me right now. And I do feel like I feel Kim on my shoulder a lot and I feel like she's enjoying this and it's a way for, like I feel close to her when I'm in here designing and working and I'm just sort of like listening to my gut.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I mean, at some point you're going to have to give yourself permission to just let your own art appear, I would think.
Right. And I feel like I'm doing that now. Like okay. I feel really comfortable that, but it's, to me, it works with what her body of work. Uh-huh. Like it's, to me, there's a connection there where it makes sense that it's all one line.
Yeah. Yeah. When you do a design and then go to put it on canvas, are you finding that you're having to, and this is not going to be the right word, but simplify to make it work on canvas? Is there I got to go back to my original design because it doesn't translate to canvas cleanly? What, that's got to be a kind of a learning curve there, I would think.
Oh yeah, it can be really, that's what I've been working on the last 8 weeks is really, because you've got, when you put it on canvas, it's got to make sense that is, does the thread go there and is it the right color? And when it gets stitched, it's got to make sense. So that is tricky. That's tricky. But I actually, it's funny. Once I get going on painting it, I kind of get in the zone and I actually really enjoy that meticulous work of working through that. Once, well, you know, what's funny is like the first canvas I painted. It was a total mess. And then I, I mean, it was just like embarrassing. So embarrassing. Well,
I think many have gone before you in that regard. Many.
Right? Well, and then what was interesting is Kim's husband sent me your podcast and so I listened to it and it was so comforting to hear Kim say, she mentions that like her first few attempts at painting on canvas were, she just couldn't figure it out. And I was like, oh, that makes me feel so much better. I'm not just Kim didn't just like learn this in, you know, a day. Like this took time and she had to come back to it. And so that's when it kind of gave me a little bit more confidence where I'm like, okay, and then I was able to connect with Peter Ash and he explained some really basic things where it was like, oh, duh, like, of course you need to do that. And, you know, it just started to fall a little bit more into place. And, but yeah, it is tricky. I mean, it is painting on canvas is an art and you have to love it. And it does like it's yeah. not easy to do. Kim made it look really easy.
Right.
But it's not. It's not easy. But I find it so satisfying.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing with painted canvas is people see the prices on those things. And until they realize what goes into them.
So much work goes into it.
You know, each one of those is a piece of art. Even though it's a replication of an original, it's still a piece of art. And it has to be that has to be executed precisely. You just can't. You just can't let the line go wandering off here because it feels good. You got to stick to the pattern, and people don't realize that. And I think once they do, then they come to appreciate why canvases cost what they do.
Absolutely.
It's not just a $10 thing you run off on a Xerox machine.
No. It's like when it says hand painted. Canvases, like they're hand painted and every thread on there is there's thought behind it.
Right. So so that whole process then learning how to using acrylic and learning how to water it down to make it, I assume by now you've kind of developed your own little formula technique and are fairly comfortable.
Yes, I really am. Yes. Yeah. I'm in a whole new place with that.
Yeah. Cause I can't imagine what that's like. I've never tried to paint a canvas, but just the thought of sitting down with acrylic paint and putting down a solid color that covers, but doesn't fill the holes.
Oh, you should try it sometime.
I should. Right.
Get in there and do it.
I mean, it'd be a good education. And every now and then somebody has a class on how to do it. It'd be a good education. Just to paint a straight line would be interesting. Yeah.
It's harder than you think. Yes.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. Is it special brushes that you have to buy to do this what is the equipment like?
Oh, I don't think so. I just went to Hobby Lobby and bought every paintbrush they have because you never know. So I just have there's a couple that I really like that I tend to use more than others.
Mm-hmm.
There's about three I rotate because I'm doing pretty like fairly detailed work on the canvases. But I just went to Hobby Lobby, bought paintbrushes, bought every color that spoke to me in acrylic and, bought some canvas and just got in there.
Went for it.
Yes. You have to. You have to. That's the hardest part is just usually just sitting down and like ripping that Band-Aid off. Like just get in there and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, people will be glad to hear that you could you can do this by just going to Hobby Lobby and getting some acrylic paint.
Absolutely.
And some brushes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And water down that acrylic.
Because I think that for a lot of people, it's kind of cloaked in some mystical art thing to be able to do that. And you know, what paint do I buy? What, you know, do I have to do this or have to do that? And but the key, from what I've learned, and you've confirmed that is the watering down of the acrylic, so it's not so thick.
I mean, these canvases are so beautiful when you look at them. It can be very intimidating. It's just like, where do I start? And, but you just jump in and just play around with it. I think even if it comes out looking not so great, my kids have all taken to needlepointing as well. And I'll give them my scraps of canvas, and then they just pull out the Sharpies and they start drawing. Even my two boys, my son's got a Batman symbol going. My other son's got a Flash superhero symbol going. And I mean, they're threading them. They're a total mess, but they're really fun. And it's something we'll have forever. And it's actually, this is a little trick. If you need your kids to get real quiet, you need them just to be quiet. Like, hand them a needle with thread and a canvas. And I mean, they sat at the table for half hour. None of them said a word to each other. It was like the most peaceful evening we've ever had.
Wow. And, that's cool.
They were so proud of themselves. It was really fun.
Oh, that's neat. See that?
And they're little. Yeah. I mean, my boys are 7 and 9, and I mean, they loved that I handed them something sharp.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was. They really enjoyed it. My daughter's doing it too. She's 6, and it was. At first, I was kind of like, when they said, can I do one? And I was like, well, I don't know if that's the best parenting move for me to hand you all this. And we just went for it, and I helped them get started, and they really enjoyed it. It was fun. And they're still kind of, every once in a while, they're like, where's my needle point? I want to work on it. And they get in they get their own little rhythm going with it.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. Cause that doesn't happen these days very much where, number one, the kids aren't interested. But even to be given the opportunity and like you said, to get a half hour of silence, oh boy, thank you.
And it didn't involve, you know, an iPad or right. iPhone. That was nice. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's great. And then they have an appreciation for what you do, and when you're sitting in the car for 5 hours stitching, they understand.
Oh yeah. Yes. They do. Yeah. I know. It surprised me, but I liked it. Now I got to get my husband going on something.
Hey, men are welcome in this hobby. Men are welcome.
I know. My dad just started.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, I painted him. I saw on Instagram I forget who did it, but they had painted, or it was a canvas that said Real Men Stitch. Mm-hmm. And it was, I just thought it was so fun. And so, and he had mentioned to my mom, my mom's like, you know, your father, he wants to start one. I was like, okay. And I needed to jump in and just start painting. So I painted him a Roman stitch, and I did like a Greek key around the edge. And I tried to make it very sophisticated and manly for him. So I actually need to check in with him about that and see how that's coming along.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a tough thing. I'm not sure what it is that speaks to men, you know, technique aside, whether it's cross stitch, needlepoint, whatever, you know, all that aside, I'm not sure what designs speak to men, if there are any. I know what, you know, what works for me, and I know what definitely does not work for me.
So what kind of canvases are you drawn to?
Well, these days I've been doing a lot of cross stitch reproduction samplers, and the history behind those is fascinating to me. But when it comes to needlepoint, see, I'm almost exclusively a charted canvas person.
Okay.
So I love the geometrics, the symmetry, and then the challenging stitches.
Okay.
Jessica's and, you know, all those kinds of things, Walnetto's, and I love doing that kind of thing. And I think it's a lot of the technical aspect of it that appeals to me. Can you make this happen with a thread?
And right, the challenge of it.
Right, so I end up with charted canvas. I mean, that's really where I'm at when it comes to needlepoint. You make me do, you know, make a choice, and it'll be charted canvas every time, because of that. I just love doing that, and I don't worry so much about the color. I mean, there are color combinations and designs that just yuck, they all pass. But right. It's not something I worry about. It really is the technical part, and I tend to be more of a process stitcher, where it's the process of doing it rather than finishing one up. And I have so many unfinished ones, it's ridiculous. But it's that process of working on it that is where I find the joy in it. And, you know, and some people, it's, you know, get get this finished so I can make it into something. And, I don't really care once it's done. I really don't care what happens to it. It's that process. So, yeah.
Well, it's so relaxing. And I think it kind of puts you into this kind of meditative place where it's,
right.
I don't think we're all, it's always go, 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 and our phones and everything's so quick and access, and kind of takes you back to a place where it's, you relax and your mind can kind of drift to places it needs to. And I think it's actually really healthy for us. So I can relate to that process that you enjoy. And when you kind of get in that rhythm,
yep.
it's a really nice place to be.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where it is. Yep. Yeah. It just stops you. And you think, well, I could sit down with my iPad and just relax and do things, but it's not the same. And when you're all done, no. You don't have anything.
Right.
Yeah. You can't look. Yeah. You can't look and see what you did for 2 hours.
Right. It's time well spent, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many options these days as you're learning with threads and stitches.
It's amazing. You can never stop learning. I don't think you could ever stop learning.
No. And I think any veteran of multiple years would tell you the same thing. Nah, still learning stuff, still trying things. Yeah.
I was just having that conversation with Debbie up at Twisted Stitches last night, and they have this really amazing framed needlepoint, and it's all different stitches. And I was asking her, there was one I was really drawn to, and I had asked her, I said, what is that? And she's like, I don't even know what that is. And I mean, she's a shop owner, and so she ended up taking a picture of it with her iPad so she could blow it up even more. And then she pulls out the stitch guide. She's like, I've never even seen this before. And they weren't even sure which one. And we had that exact conversation where it was like, it's endless. It's so fun. Like, you never stop learning. I've definitely been bitten by the needlepoint bug.
I can tell.
Yes. Like, where has this been all my life? Especially when I've had the little ones and kind of downtime. I'm like, why did Kim send me a canvas? How did we not have this conversation?
Yeah. And as you're hauling them to places and waiting to pick them up, lots of people keep something in the car all the time.
Oh, I have my bag with me at all times. My glasses and my little scissors. And if I've got 5 minutes, I can throw some stitches in that one area.
Right. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I don't mind picking up the kids.
Oh, I love going to basketball practice now. I'm like, this is great. I have a full hour to stitch in the corner.
Yep. Peace and quiet in my own little world.
Yes. Yeah. Instantly.
Yep.
Makes traveling easier too.
Oh,
traveling,
yeah.
I'm not bothered, but let's do it. I'm ready. Let's go.
Yep. Airplane's delayed. So what?
Big deal. Yep. Perfect. Love it. Yes.
So has the stash grown?
Which stash?
The threads and canvas and are we
well,
rapidly collecting?
I've got all of Kimberly's threads.
Uh-oh.
And that was just like gold mine. Oh, amazing. I'm still going through that. I need to organize it. But yes, it's, and I'm still actually buying stuff too, which is, you'd be surprised where I'm like at the needlepoint store and I'm like, what is that? I need that. Or I just saw that ombre thread, which is, I just think there's something special there with that. I'm not sure what, but.
Oh, wait a minute.
Something.
Ombre?
It's ombre thread. So the thread changes from like light pink to dark pink or light blue to dark blue. And I think it's so interesting.
Who makes that?
Oh, I don't want to say because I probably would be completely wrong. But I know Twisted Stitches, like they carry it in quite a few different shades, and it's really beautiful. Mm. I think it'd be so cool to do like a sky or just there's something there with that.
Okay, see, I have to make a note here. Ombre, as in, can you spell it? Do you remember how it's spelled?
O.
I have to know these things.
Right. Okay. You do. You need to know about ombre thread. O M B R E
with the thing on top.
Yes. The thing on top. The fancy thing.
I spelled it right. I spelled it right. Just guessing. So, okay. Got to look that up.
It's really fun.
Is it a cotton? Not sure. Unfair. Sorry.
Cotton or my, I just saw it and I can't stop thinking about it. I need to go back and now you're inspiring me. I'm going to go buy it this week.
I got to check that out. I got to check that out. Okay.
All it's right. Cotton or silk, I want to say.
Yeah.
Or it might be a blend.
All right.
But it was beautiful.
Well, the note has been made. I'll be checking this out. Yes.
Good.
So where do you see things going with, first, so you're at the Orlando show, and then are you going to the Dallas show too then?
I mean, I couldn't imagine not going. Yes. Like we have every intention of going there.
And so that whole process of what are we going to have new and what are we going to show from existing and how are we going to display it? That whole process.
Yes, I actually just finished up. My mom and I went to San Francisco last weekend was her 71st birthday, and we wanted to do something fun for her birthday this year. So we went there and we went to Chinatown and I picked up some real, real good stuff for that showroom. So I've got a little bit of like an Orient vibe happening for spring.
Okay.
Think like kind of cherry blossoms. That's my little sneak preview of what's happening in that room.
All right.
I'm already thinking of Dallas too. I know exactly what I want to do in Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Which is totally different, but.
Oh, I want to go to that Dallas show. They seem to have an awful lot of fun at that thing.
Oh, my mom, I heard about the dancing cowboys.
Yes.
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 I hear good things about them too.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, it's not your normal trade show. No, it's, Debbie Woodard there, she's got something different going on. Every time, I keep threatening to get down there, because every year when you see the aftermath photos, like, oh, those guys had a good time.
My mom sent me pictures. My mom and sister, they sent me pictures of Dallas.
Yeah.
They were very entertained. They said it was fun.
Yep. Well, and that's kind of the neat thing is because so many trade shows is just pound yourself into the ground all day and then collapse at night. And that Dallas thing, I don't think they let that happen. It's when we get to the evening, we're going to have some fun and relax.
Yes.
Enough of selling.
Right. Take a break from all that. Enough of that.
Yep. So you got to prepare for that. So, now, is that a cash and carry show where you have to... Do you know?
I thought they all were.
Okay.
But again, I've never been to any of them, so this is a learning process for me.
Yeah.
But I had, from what my mom had said to me, I thought they both were cash and carry.
Mm. So then you got to go through that whole process of making sure you have enough canvases of each one. Yeah.
My plan is just, but what for like Orlando, it's really going to be more of, I'm going to have samples like models that people can order from.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just kind of where I'm at. My inventory, I'm still kind of figuring out how to keep her inventory where I need it to be. And, the shipment time I've got a lot of back orders and, her painting service, there was a volcano in the Philippines.
Yes.
And so they were delayed, understandably so. So I'm just still, kind of working out and fine tuning the business aspect of keeping things and shipping timely. But I'm doing it. I'm getting there. And everyone's been very patient with me too. I've had a few shop owners when I've called them and like, I can't ship this. I'm so sorry. And they're like, it's okay. It's just needlepoint. Like no one's going to die. It's, yep. And I'm like, you're right. Thank you so much for saying that. It is. It's just needlepoint.
So true. So true.
Yes.
Oh, that Philippines thing. Now, at the time we're recording this, we're working hard to get a magazine out early because our artist, her family is in the Philippines.
Okay.
And there's a wedding. Her brother's getting married, and so her family from the States is flying to the Philippines for the wedding, and she's in the wedding. And it's at a resort that is right near the volcano.
Oh, wow.
And in the last conversation I had with her, I said, are they still going to do the wedding? She says, I guess so. The last call I had, they just wanted to know my measurements. There was no mention of the volcano. I said, you got to be kidding me. That thing is spewing everything.
I know, like they said, the airport was shut down.
Yeah,
like, they're not running on full capacity. Like things are shut down.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, good for them. That's okay. The wedding must go on.
Yep. Well, it apparently is. Yeah, it apparently is. But I mean, I figured they say, hey, we're moving. You know, we're at least going to go to a different island or something. But
right. Right.
No, they're sticking to their guns.
They're determined. Okay.
Yeah. But it's weird that you would mention the Philippines because that's we're actually this week dealing with that because we need to get done with the magazine so she can go.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, because she's our artist and she knows how to do the art stuff and we don't. And yeah.
Well, it's a small world. It really is.
No kidding. No kidding. Yep.
It's wild.
Yeah. Yep, we're it was probably the fastest we've ever put together a magazine. I'm thinking we're moving
under the gun.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, sometimes
that's right.
It's not always a bad way to do it, though.
No. So, are we doing special orders, trunk shows? What are those aspects in play yet? Or
yes, I actually did a trunk show this month with Lysette, and then the one before Ridgewood, Needlepoint, and that was. I really threw that one together. I really had no idea what I was doing, and they were very kind to me. Lysette, I felt like I got it together properly for them. but yes, I love the trunk shows. I think it's such a fun way for stores to, because you've got to see things and customers to see things. And
right.
I absolutely will keep trunk shows going. And after Orlando, I'll be in a better position to with my inventory as well. But yes, trunk shows are absolutely, I'm doing trunk shows. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love to do a trunk show.
All these little learning curves that come with it. Yeah. Oh boy.
And Kim was so, I mean, Kim was unusual because I mean, she's so talented. She's just dripping with talent. But at the same time, she was also very organized, which is unusual for an artist.
Yes.
And I've had to kind of, I mean, she passed away. It was very unexpected. We never discussed any of this because we lost her very quickly. And I've had to kind of step into her brain and sift through her computer and just figure things out. And I want to do things and maintain her policies. And it's been tricky, but it did help. She was so organized. So mm-hmm. It's actually been, I think could have been a lot more painful moving through and figuring this stuff out. She did a good job.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I can imagine if someone was not organized, oh geez. Yeah.
Oh, it's in some drawer somewhere. Or,
right.
You know, the like secret spots that, oh, only their brain. Yes. No, she was actually very organized.
Ooh, caught a break there.
Yes, I really did.
Yeah, but even so, that's the whole thing. The first couple of years, just going through each thing and having to learn, and then, you know, this is the way it's done, and then, well, all right, the next time I'm going to do it this way because it works better for me, and take a couple of cycles just to get your feet under you, I would think.
Yes, and I'm trying to be, you know, have some grace with myself. And, you know, Kim didn't do this all in 12 weeks.
Right.
Create this business. And I've been on the crash course of run a Needlepoint line. And there's times where like there's in my mind, I'm like, I really want to touch up her website. And I haven't even dared like gone there with that. Cause that I feel like I can't touch till I get through this market. But I'm just trying to be like patient with myself and not overwhelm myself too and take on too much at a time. And cause I still have, I mean, I have my life. I mean, I had a life before I did this and I've got three kids and a husband and, everything that I had going on before too. So it's, you know, I need to be fair to myself. And I know Kim wouldn't want me just working like a dog and taking on too much.
Yeah. Well, and that's just it. And this is a place where you have to guard against burnout too.
Right.
Yeah, you be very careful or you'll get yourself to the point where I can't do this anymore and you don't want that to happen. So, yeah.
Right. And I've been guilty of that in the past before where I just take on too much. So hopefully now I'm, you know, a little older, a little wiser, pace myself.
Yeah. Keep it in perspective. Yep.
Yes.
So how have we modified the house to deal with this? Do we have a basement that's become the...
Well,
it's everywhere.
You know, I have to keep it contained because I've got 3 kids and 2 dogs, and I have to have my safe area. I have a little office in my closet. It's actually like a pretty big closet. And it's about the same size as Kim's little work area. So it's just all needlepoint, and it's great. So I have my little safe area, which I'm very thankful for.
But at some point, a space is going to be needed, I would think.
Yes, at some point.
Yeah.
I am thinking about that. But where I'm at right now is working.
Yeah.
So we'll just see where the future takes us with all this. But yes, I'm very comfortable in my little office. I've got mermaid wallpaper on the wall, so I call it the mermaid den.
There we go.
It's just Kimberly Ann Central. Mermaid Den.
Yep. Well, and then you mentioned the website. You know, that's the thing today that just adds to it is the whole website. You got to keep that up to date, and you do need to keep it fresh from time to time. And I'm speaking to you as much as me because I'm terrible at it. But then
it's hard to find time to do that.
Well, yeah, and then social media on top of it. You need to keep a stream going all the time, and you have to make a consciously set aside time to do that. And it's not always easy.
No, you have to just kind of build it into your day. Cause it does make a big difference. And I really like Instagram. Cause it's super, to me, it's very simple and straightforward, and I can just post something and instantly I can get, you know, within 24 hours Kim's got close to 2,000 people following her, and it's such a great audience, and it's such a great way to get some feedback on whatever I'm working on or thinking about. So Instagram's a really great tool for anyone, any designer or really any business or anyone. It's wonderful. I haven't taken on Facebook, and I actually really don't like Facebook. I find it really overwhelming. And I actually have not gone on your Facebook page once.
No.
Cause I just can't go there yet. Yeah. It's just too much.
Yeah. I don't know where that's going to go. Facebook, because I agree with you on Instagram. I tend to use Instagram more, using YouTube a lot because we're doing a lot of video shows, and Facebook, I just don't know where that's at. I mean, there's some really great, Needlepoint Nation is the best in terms of groups on Facebook. But as a medium in general, I'm just not sure. It seems like it's just kind of fading away. I don't know. Yet there are millions of people on it.
I know people are so active on it. But I hope it does fade away. I just find it too convoluted. When I hop on there, it's all these people's updates and there's ads, and I just there's just too much going on for my brain when I hop on Facebook. I like Instagram. It's just a little more simple and calmer, and it makes more sense to me. But I guess never say never. I could be a convert, but right now I'm good with just Instagram. And I do, that is a priority. I do want to update her website. I want to clean it up a little bit, make it a little more user friendly. She's got all her stitch guides on there, and I can't tell you how often I get emails from people that are like, where's the stitch guide? I can't find it. And I'm like, oh, you just have to drop down. It is there. You just need to look a little bit closer. And it can be a little confusing. So just simplifying things and making it a little more user-friendly is my goal with her website.
Right.
And I'd like to actually set up the online shopping for stores.
Oh.
I'd like to have a login for them to filter orders too. I think at some point that would be useful and appreciated by stores.
Yeah. Well, and a help to you too. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Make it a little more streamlined.
Yeah, Facebook, I don't know, because I spend a lot of time on Facebook because I love going, I'm a member of several groups, and I love going through and seeing what people are doing. I mean, it's not like I ignore it by any stretch. I am there way more than I should be. But I'm just not sure as a tool for communication long term that it's going to be as effective as Instagram.
I agree. I think you're right. Yeah, I agree.
Just hard, yeah. And sometimes when you want to do a post on Instagram, it's like, oh, I got to have an image now. I got to come up with something. But in general, then once you drop that image in, then you put in your little caption and a couple links, and you're good to go. And
right,
yeah, you know, it's simple.
Right.
Yeah, I do wish they would make it so it would rotate though, so that when you look at a screen horizontally, it would rotate. I hate that.
I know. I know.
But they have their They have their deal, and it's phone oriented. So, whatever.
Right.
Yep. So after the shows, then what's next? You have ideas for a new line? Where are you headed?
I think, I don't know. You know, my mind right now on designs is so focused on spring. But I do, even just going through Kim's body of work right now and offering it in some different colors, and she just has, it's just like endless. And I do have some things I want to do for fall. I want to play a little bit more with some language, like using words and some kind of things like that. I have some ideas there. Mm-hmm. But I'm still kind of working through that. I can't be too specific because it's still a little bit of a jumble in my brain, but it's like the seed's been planted. I am already thinking about fall. Yes. Yes.
Yep. Coming around. Well, that's just it. It's interesting. And, you know, just from my perspective, it'll be fun to watch this evolve because, first you got to get oriented. You got to understand what you're doing. You got to get things moving forward. And then your art can come out and you can start to do things the way you want to do them. And it's going to take time. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm sure a couple of trade shows will be a huge help. I got to believe, just to see and talk to others and just walking around, just taking it in is going to be, I'm sure, a huge help to you as you try to figure out where to go. It's got to be.
Yes. And that's why I felt when I found out that Orlando was, we were registered and I was like, we've got to go. I was like, I need to go see this. And I mean, I've had many conversations over the phone with shop owners and that sort of thing, but I want to go meet people and I want to see what other needlepoint lines are and like what, this is just a whole new world to me. And I need to go see it.
Yes. Yeah.
So I may have a very different perspective after Orlando, like where direction I want to go, which is okay.
Well, but yeah, that's just it. Yeah. It's a visual medium. You got to go see it. Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candace, this has been fun. Thanks for making the time. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure speaking with you.
Yep,
thank you so much for making some time for me.
Well, enjoyed it and looking forward to what you put together here in the near future. It's going to be fun.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to everybody for listening and thanks to Fire Poppies for sponsoring the show.